I'm here because I love poetry, and I think you probably know that about me. There is scarcely a day that goes by that I do not read poetry. I have many volumes in a few different places in my house, and always know I can pick one up and find something and read it. I'm not so interested in what I'm going to be sharing with you this morning as I am with what we're going to be sharing together. For you, Yahweh, are my hope, my trust, O God, from my youth. My praise is continually of you. In his January 20th meditation, Pastor Mesfin said, "The soul is created for worship." And those words lodged somewhere in my spirit. Worship is about paying attention deeply, giving voice to what God is doing in our midst, what God is doing in the world. We listen, we see, we smell, we sense, we touch. All of those things are ways that we pay attention deeply and then try to find ways to express what we're learning. Poetry, for me, is a way for speaking what the soul needs. It's an amazing vehicle that uses language to take us beyond the boundaries of language, because human language can get in the way of our knowing God more fully. The voice of poetry can be one of joy, it can be mourning, it can be grieving, it can be goofiness, it can be exaltation. It has many, many purposes. It uses the ordinary to get to the extraordinary. And the other way around, the extraordinary to target what's ordinary in our lives. Lorna Crozier is one of my favorite poets. And she describes trying to write her very first poem, which was about her grandfather. And for her, her grandfather was a very kind and tender man. But her mother told her stories about being fearfully, like, afraid of him as a girl. He would chase after her with a willow switch and smack her on the back of the legs if he didn't think she did her chores right. She says, "There was something about my grandfather that resisted language. And resistance is where poetry starts." In the Jewish tradition, even the name for God resists language. It's just four Hebrew consonants combined into a word that's too sacred to even utter aloud. I wonder if that's why the biblical scribes, the poets, the psalmists, the gospel writers, yeah, even the legalistic Apostle Paul, so often chose poetic expression to try to pen their insights about God. There's something mysterious, majestic, and unknowable about God. And poetic expression can bring us a little bit closer to knowing. For now, we know only in part, seeing in a mirror, but only dimly. Isn't that beautiful imagery? And poetry uses all of the literary devices, and I could probably talk to you for a long time about literary devices. But it uses all of the literary devices to represent the truth that we circle around, because we do, we circle around it. And we hope to have whatever that truth revealed to us. Even if we don't understand what words mean, poetry demands a certain devotion from us. As we read and reread the words, often new insights can suddenly leap off the page to instruct us. There's a music to poetry, a hum to the words, and a rhythm that inspires and motivates us, or me anyway. In fact, we sing poetry when we worship. So we're moving into a section of our morning's worship where the scriptures are going to be read again, followed by silence. And I want you to listen for the poetry in them, for the truth that it's speaking to you, because the poetry's there and it's revealing something to us of God. I want to know, what message are you receiving about God as you listen to these scriptures this morning and reflect on them? You've been given small pieces of paper and a pencil. And kids, I want you to be involved with this too. Children, if you hear a word that you think is really important or a little phrase, write it down or tell your mom and dad or your grandpa and grandma, whoever you're sitting with today. Tell them so they could write it down. I want you to write down just short words or phrases that jump out at you, not entire verses, okay? And then we're going to be writing some poetry together. The words or short phrases that you're going to jot down are going to form a poem. You're going to turn and join three or four other people and share the words with them. If you all have the same words, that would be miraculous, but that would be important too. Repetition is okay in poetry. You can say things over and over. Okay? But your task is to combine those words somehow into a poem. And then I want either one person, or maybe you've written a poem in two voices, that would be okay too. Decide how you want to present that to the congregation, to us, okay? We want to hear what God is saying to us corporately as we consider these scripture texts this morning. So those poems are going to be an act of worship for us and a reflection of how we've been paying attention to God as revealed in these texts this morning. Fear not. I really look forward to hearing from you and hearing the poetry that you give to me this morning. Thank you.